today, Nancy Thompson here for the Grace Beach Horticultural Society. Here are some happy chores for your garden. Or is it chores for happy garden? Whichever. You know what I mean. If you are out there doing chores, though, do try to avoid the hottest times of day. Wear a broad-brimmed hat, long sleeves, long pants, and slather on the SPF 50. Or on the other hand, wear your bikini to scare away the birds and slather on that SPF 50. Now, the mention for long sleeves, etc., is about ticks. If you have deer that wander through your yard, you probably have ticks. So be warned. Well, by now, our frantic spring gardening schedule should have settled down to a more maintenance phase. And you can get away with fewer garden chores, just a couple days a week, or perhaps an hour or so a day. Of course, there'll always be weeding, and weeding, and weeding. And perhaps the regular garden weeds do take time to pull out those mature radishes before they bolt, i.e. a flower and go to seed. Or those sad-looking bush beans or peas that have already done their bit. Or any other dead plants that have lost the will to live. This makes room for a second planting and can really help to keep the disease down. Now, as well as weeding, there's the other W word for watering. Drip irrigation is generally better to use than a sprinkler, as it waters the ground around and under your plants, not just the leaves. But it can be expensive and really does take a lot of planning to figure out how you're going to do it. But however you water, please do it early in the morning if possible, and do enough of it. Garden needs water fairly deep and consistent, during dry spells especially. If not, you end up with powdery mildew, which will show up really very quickly if the leaves stay wet and if there's a lack of air circulation around your plants. And do trim that mildew off as soon as you see it using clean shears, because you really don't want it spreading through your crop. Pruning off those unproductive branches of the tomatoes, of the ones that don't have any flowers or little tomatoes on, is a good chore to do. It saves your plant energy to grow more tomatoes and allows good air circulation. And while you're at it, why not prune the spent flowers off those spring flowering shrubs, such as lilacs, etc. And prune the shrub into shape a little bit anyway. You are in charge, remember. And throughout the summer, do the deadheading, you know, cutting the dead flowers off marigolds and petunias and anything else that might be flowering, as well as your herbs, basil, oregano, and any other flowering plants to encourage more growth and more flowers. Or, later in the year, leave them on if you wish to have the plant self-seed, or if you're collecting seed. Trim your herbs all summer to keep them growing well, too. Now, if your weeds are really getting crazy, add some more mulch, even if you already mulched early in the season. And keep on picking your beans, especially, and anything else that keeps producing. The more you harvest, the more your plants will produce, and then you can replant as necessary. Do remember the food bank if you have extra produce. They're very happy to get it. Again, by this time of year, it's great to fertilize. Fertilize away. Be sure to fertilize your flowers and your vegetables, because at this point, some of your plants will probably be telling you that they need something a little special. Do keep an eye on your garden in general, your flowers and vegetables and everything else. If you see any disease or pest-infested plants, get rid of it quickly. And I mean things like those little red beetles on your lilies, or potato bugs, or heaven forbid, the Japanese beetles. They're horrible things. Keep your bird baths and fountains clean and filled. And most important of all, take time to enjoy your garden. A chair in a very comfortable spot in the shade, and perhaps a glass of iced tea and even a good book. But do take time to enjoy the fruits of your harvest. And look out over your garden and be happy. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society wishing you a great Muskoka day. Bye-bye for now.